Well, hey, everybody, this is Rem, and this is session number 6, Designing Execution Plans That Allow You and Your Team to Get Things Done So That You Can Hit Your Goals. Now, I just want to kind of catch us up a little bit here as we're in the mid to end stretch of the goal-setting workshop and business development workshop. So if you look at where we've been so far, let's recap this. The first thing we did was we examined what you truly care about, what your true drivers are, what gives you passion so that you can stay engaged and motivated even during the difficult times. Because they're coming, I promise you. It's universal, believe me. 10 years and hundreds of calls, thousands of calls with my doctors and their staff, and the difficult times come. It's part of life. It's part of being successful. And then there's the long periods of time while we're working our plan. Without knowing what really gives you passion, we're going to drift. You know, I had a wonderful call with one of my doctors last week where we're trying to find that goal. And in this particular case, we were trying to find a particular earning goal that would be motivational to the doctor and believable but stretching, and we found it. The doctor was able to say, you know, well, this would be great. And all of a sudden, everything shifted. Everything changed. And it was really something that got some grip, because then you can see, what will this accomplish? So that's what we did in the first workshop. And you might want to go back and look at the work you did there. What is it? Why are we doing this? What's your why? What's the point of all of this work and focus and changing, this disruption to how we've just done things for, you know, forever? Then we used the deceptively simple yet extremely powerful tool to get organized. And we prioritized on the things that you could do, and instead we got your list of what you should do based on your why. Not what everybody else thinks you should do, but your why. This is what you should do. Then we took the time to dig deeper into all of that and build true goals based on those priorities and your why and your deep essential reasons. Now, you may or may not be happy with the goal work that you did. You know, I just spoke yesterday to one of my doctors who's been with us for, over 6 years. And I had to compliment this doctor on having written outstanding goals, both in business, financial, personal, health, fun, all of it. Outstanding goals. And that took time. That took thinking. So this is a process by which you're going to refine and get those better and better till you really get down to, you know, this is really why I'm doing all this. This is what I want to do. So we have those goals. And then we created action plans for those top key projects that you're working on. Action plans, again, remember, go back and review that in session 5. It's just a list. It's a project. You use action plans in 2 ways. You use them to manage projects that have to be worked through completion, or you use action plans to manage the work projects of people, of yourself and people that work with you. So action plans come up with tasks. What do we want to accomplish, and then what are the tasks and subtasks to make that happen? Now it's time to execute on those plans. So I want you to refer to the tool that's posted in this, the exercise that's posted in this number 6 session, and it is the 12-week plan system that comes right out of Brian Moran's 12-week year book, which if you haven't read, my goodness, it's a fantastic book. It is a life changer. I consider it to be the follow-up to The Slight Edge. The Slight Edge is what it's all about and what you should do. The 12-week plan is, okay, and here's how you do it. I believe added with action plans. And of course, there's no connection between those two books whatsoever outside of the dots that I and our members have connected. Okay, so the first thing you have to do now, if you have that open, and you can see that the notes are in here, is you have to decide. I mean, you have to decide if you're going to stick with your Slight Edge plan. Every tedious and mundane moment, that decision matters. Focusing your mind on what you really want isn't enough. You have to then get serious and take the steps to keep those goals going, and you just have to stick with it. That's the Slight Edge approach. You have to see the you or the achievement that you want if you want to become, you know, that you have to get it really clear. And you have to decide to never give up on that goal. Never. No matter what, no matter how many setbacks, no matter whether you blow it and you have to start over, never give up. If you don't, then you're going to begin to taking that, as I call it, that slow ride of pretending you're serious, speaking to the goal but not doing it. If you don't do that, you're going to talk about it, but you're not going to do it. And that's 95% of us that are on the failure curve, on the Slight Edge. Only 5% of us, and Napoleon Hill says 2% of us, will not let anything get in the way of your goal. And that's when things happen. That takes intention. It's not easy. Believe me, as I say, I know this from my own personal experience. So I would suggest that you write a message to yourself, short and sweet, and let yourself know that, yes, you've decided to go for this, and yes, you will not quit because, yes, you want the goal. And then tape that message to your bathroom mirror, and with great energy and enthusiasm, say that out loud every morning, and don't care who can hear you. I mean, unless they're still sleeping, in which case that's just rude. Do it in your car. But you and your subconscious mind can hear everything you say, and it totally shifts and changes the way that your brain works. It aligns everything in the achievement of those goals. And, you know, you can say them, honest to goodness, you could say it 50 times. And that, of course, is an actual strategy, because it just begins to totally reprogram the way that you react and the way that you see things. Now, here's the thing. You can't do everything at once. You can't do everything at once. That is another thing that really gets in people's way, because you got this great big huge list and you want to, as John Maxwell says, microwave it. Get it done. Microwave it now. It doesn't work like that. It never works like that. So just pick the top. Remember our list now? Go back and look at the top priorities. The things that if you could get those done first, they would have the most impact positively on you. Those goals, those projects. Pick the most three most important projects on your list that help you achieve your goals, and then resolve to work on them relentlessly for the next 12 weeks. And by the way, 12 weeks is a perfect time period, but some of these projects aren't going to take 12 weeks. So, you know, if it's a 7-week project or a 6-week project or a 4-week project, then just do that and then pick right up. Don't then think, oh, I've got 8 weeks before I have to think about this again. Just get another one and go for that. Have the smaller ones running. Some of them will take longer than 12 weeks. I don't think any of them take longer than 24 weeks to accomplish. Now, achievement of certain top-level goals in terms of growth and revenue or many things, those can take, you know, you can have a 3 to 5 to 10 year window on some of those things. Certainly on your financial goals, those are much longer, but not what you have to do to get yourself aligned and achieving those. 12 weeks is a pretty good number. Maybe it's 24, but what you want to do is make sure you know where you're going to be in those 12 weeks. Now, and here's the actual tool, and then you just go and take a look at the document you're referring to, your 12-week plan. There's goal number one. Here's the tactics we're going to do to achieve goal number one, and then it's week by week by week for each one of them. And you just say, what are we going to do in the first week, in the second week, in the third week, in the fourth week? You have, you know, long goal worksheets here that you can just fill out. Now, this is kind of a funny thing to do, because what happens is it's a little disorienting when you do this, because you'll actually figure out it doesn't need to be that much each week. That's the surprising part about this. You're going to look at this and think it's going to seem easy. You're like, I didn't think it was going to be that easy. And trust me, it's not that easy. Here's the deal. We don't actually get that much important work done. Most of what we do is in fits and starts. It's not well executed. You know, we have these moments of high activity, and then we don't do anything. And, I mean, that's how we accomplish actually a lot of the non-recurring work that we have to do, the important work. But if you begin to just, easily, carefully, not microwaving this, but doing this like it's a crock pot, a 12-week crock pot. We're going to do this week, and then we're going to do this the next week. And some of those other goals that are important, we're not even going to start until this 12-week period's over and we've accomplished this stuff. If you learn to do this, people will actually reflect back to you that you've changed as a person. It's actually crazy how this works. I think it's unbelievable. So to help you make these plans, remember, go back to your action plans that we talked about in session number 5, because what needs to be done should now be on there. I mean, it's a simple process now just of breaking it down week by week. It's very, very powerful to use 12-week plans. Very powerful. They will either promote you or they will expose you. And it's a real gut check stuff here too, by the way. It's truth. It's staring truth in the face, because by week 2, you're going to know if you're going to get anything done just by looking at if you're on track or not. If you're not following your weekly plans, guess what? You're not doing your goal. You're not going to get it. You're going to have the same situation. And, you know, an interesting thing that Brian Moran says, I almost hesitate to tell you this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Working on these things, stuff's going to get in the way. Life's going to happen. But if you can get 85% of the work done in any week, he says you'll achieve your goal on time. So it's not like, you know, remember, if you blow it in week 3, then don't just, you know, go off the wagon and say, well, I blew it, that's it. You know, jump right back on, get 85% of this done, and which is most of it, you're going to achieve your goal on time. So please think this through. Take it very seriously. By the way, this can be stressful for us too, because it's usually a very big departure from the way that we usually work on projects, which is all this stopping and starting, major pushes at the end and more, or lots of procrastination. I mean, we don't like it. We don't like procrastinating. We don't like living the way that we live, but it's very, very, very familiar to us, almost all of us. And when you start to execute like this and things are kind of moving along and they're just moving along well, it can be a little bit unsettling because, it can unsettle you, and getting ahead of things and accomplishing a lot can make you just feel like something's wrong. I mean, I'm supposed to be stressed. I'm supposed to be guilty. This doesn't feel normal. Something's wrong. And the problem is, we've been that way for far too long. You weren't like that when you were a kid. It's not our natural state, the way that most of us live now. It's not what the universe intended for us at all. So try really hard to enjoy all of the progress and the success you're having. Okay? I will talk to you next time, and have fun with this, because this is the key that will unlock the solution to most of the problems or challenges that you're facing. All right. Talk to you soon.